And we're going to turn quickly now to NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro, who's with demonstrators in Tahrir Square. And Lulu, President Hosni Mubarak said that he's going to pursue the transfer of power in a way that fulfills people's demands. Did the people out there in the street feel like he was doing just that, fulfilling their demands?
Well, I can tell you that right here there are people bedding down for the night. This is not empty, the square. And in fact, I have one protester here, Yassin, and he will give you his opinion.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I expected as much, but I think it's clear that within 8 days we've already managed to get quite a few concessions, but nobody's satisfied, and it's pretty clear what the demand is, and that's for him to get out, and I think we've already won. I think it's just a matter of time.
Is he leaving fast enough for you, though? He's going to stay through the end of his term.
It took Tunis a month, so it's never easy. I mean, everybody would like for him to get out immediately, but, I mean, we've got nothing but time. We're going to stay until he leaves.
It's wonderful to be able to hear from a protester there, and I'm wondering if leaving is enough for them or if they're looking for a whole-scale overhaul of the government.
It's a whole-scale... I mean, all the corruption needs to go, and I think the people's voice needs to be heard, and... actually, it's not enough that he leaves. People's opinion has changed. The chants have now changed that Egyptians, you know, everybody here, we want him tried. We want him tried for all of his crimes, and we don't want him to get out easily.
Will this mean the end of the protest?
I certainly hope not. I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you, Yassin. Thank you very much. And that was NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro speaking to us also from Tahrir Square. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.